Okay, so today's June 5th, 2013, and we're going to do lesson number 380, Pillows and Swings. So go ahead and lie on your back with your legs long, your arms down by your side, and take a moment to observe how you're lying on the floor today. And start to become aware of yourself and this idea of sensation, right? So there's a couple different ways for sensation to show up. One way, let's say if we were going to taste something, right, we can have a taste sensation, and that can be pretty immediate. If it's something spicy or something hot, right, immediately when it touches your tongue and enters your mouth, you get this sensation. And then there's also the way when you touch yourself, that there's a sensation and it goes through your hand and connecting to wherever you're touching yourself. And then the other place that sensation shows up is in your thought. And how that occurs is as you're lying there, for example, noticing how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor and your back, right? You get a sensation, and the feedback is the floor, right? Through your thought process. So you guide yourself in your mind to the body parts, and then the floor is giving you feedback about what parts are touching and what parts aren't. And then we can draw our thought or our attention to places where there's no feedback and that you're just beginning to think and thought where that area is. And what we're going to do is we're going to do some touching, and then it's like once you sense the touching, can you recall it again in thought? And so then also notice lying there how your arms feel traveling down to your hands. And so our fingers, right, the end of our fingers also have pillows or pads, as well as our toes. And maybe let's just start on the right side, the right arm, hand. Maybe turning your hand up a little bit so that you could take your thumb and your second finger and just so gently bring them together that you just feel the very instant that they touch, right? It's very delicate, right? So the moment they touch, right, you've got sensation. And then can you separate them and can you recall that sensation? And can you bring them back again to touch so delicately and feel in that touch what sensation starts? And then separate them. And then is there still just like, you know, an image left there of the sensation? And now let's try that same thing of doing your thumb and your middle finger. You just bring them together. Feel the sensation. And then you separate them. And then bringing your thumb together with the fourth finger. And then again separating, and then the thumb with the pinky finger, and then let that go. And then just notice how the fingers and the pads on your right hand, what you're left with there. Right, so already there's a level of activity and awareness that doesn't exist with your left hand. Okay, so now we're gonna roll onto your left side and make yourself comfortable. If you need to place your left arm under your head, that's fine, or a towel. Have your knees bent up in like a 90 degree position. Good, so that you're really comfortable. And then just begin to bring your awareness and your attention to thinking of the right leg and your right foot. And then you're gonna draw your right leg up a little bit higher. Jen, take your sock off. So that just bring the knee up higher so that you can reach down with your right hand and touch the baby toe. And you wanna find, again, the pillow. So place your leg in a comfortable place so that there's no strain. So the pillow is the pad right under the baby toe. Okay, and just gently, you're not squeezing it, pressuring it. The same thing you just did with your thumb and your fingers is you just bring contact. So there's an awareness of what does the pillow of that pinky toe feel like. And then slowly bring your finger away, your hand, and see if the sensation can stay there. And again, as we pause here for a moment, really make sure that that right leg is in a comfortable way. So here, this is gonna be too hard for you. Bring your leg up, up, up.
Forward.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then maybe slide your head a little bit further forward. So yeah, the higher you bring that right knee into your chest so you're really comfortable. Now go to the big toe of the right foot and just using maybe your index finger, just gently caress and rub. Again, think of it as the pillow of the big toe. And how do you experience the touch and the sensation of the big toe? And then on your own, can you move from the big toe slowly to the second toe? But before you touch the second toe, you have to take a pause just away from the big toe so that there's a lingering effect of the pillow of that big toe. And then you connect to the second toe. And again, it's just the pillow part. And then in your own time, you'll again come away, hanging on to the lingering effect of the sensation before you go to the middle toe. And again, you'll slowly leave that toe to move on to the fourth toe. Leaving that toe and then revisiting the pillow of the pinky toe. And from the pinky toe, again, you're gonna pause and come away from it. And then start to go along the outside of your right foot. Really slowly and delicately, as if you're outlining the outside of the foot, coming all the way back to the heel and going around the entire edge of the heel. and then reversing it. So once you come to the inside of the heel, you'll go back around the heel. So you don't go up the inside. You just stick with going around the outside. And go around the whole heel, and then you reverse it. So you stay, and then you go all the way back down towards the pinky toe, like you're outlining the outside edge. And thinking about when you're walking or standing, do you have any recollection of experiencing this part of the foot making contact with the floor? Good. Now, can you continue on to the inside edge of the foot? And again, going really slow, as if maybe you've never ever touched the inside edge of your foot. All the way up to the outer part of the big toe. Good. Okay. And then slowly again, bring your hand away and look for the after sensation. What lingers? In your mind and thought, can you outline your foot and the pillows of each toe? So you take yourself there in thought, and is it clearer now? Do you have a clear image of the outline of your foot and where each of the pillows are of that right foot? So now this time, bringing your right knee in front of you, like most of you have it, you're going to just slightly lift up your knee a little bit so that you can extend the lower part of your leg straight out in front of you. Slowly, there you go, and then bend it again. Okay, just feel that movement of extending the lower part out in front of you and bending it back. Good, and then the next time that it's straight out away from you, keep it straight. So the right leg is straight out in front of you, and see if you can now slide the whole leg on the floor, sweeping it up towards your face, and then sweeping it back to the starting position. So try not to go down below the left knee, so you sweep above the left knee, but you keep the leg straight. So you keep the leg straight, Jen. That's bending the leg. That's bending.
Right.
Straighten your leg and sweep the whole leg. It's a movement from the hip. And you're sweeping, if you can, on the inside edge of your foot. Mm-hmm. So try to keep contact. So if that means it's only a 3-inch sweep, that's okay. Very slowly, so you feel the inside edge sweep along the floor. Now bring the leg to the highest place up towards your face. How high can you bring it up that it's comfortable? That's it, Becky. Okay. Keep it up there so it's on the floor. There you go. Now think of first, you're going to start to bend your right knee towards your face. And then straighten it. That's it. Very slowly and gently so you don't lose the inner edge with the floor. So it's a movement of the knee, less thinking that the lower part of your foot goes towards down, right? You want to keep it out away from you. That's it. Right? It only slightly goes. That's it, Barb. Right? So the foot can stay directly away from you. Right? This is not a movement. When you bring the knee towards your face, it doesn't mean the foot bends down. Because now that does something in your hamstring, doesn't it? And in your butt. Does that make sense? Do that just a few more times. Bring, that's it. Now, as you bring the knee towards your face, you think of the foot. Right, we did that other lesson where you were on the back and on your stomach, flexing the foot and flexing the knee. So it's like the top of your foot and knee come towards your face and away. It doesn't need to be a big movement. It can be small. That's it. Good. Good, now bring your leg somewhere comfortable where it's bent up like that and it's in front of you. And can you reach from here, so bend your knee as much as you need to go back to the pillow of the pinky toe in this position. And can you just touch it so gently? So feel the first moment you touch it. And then come away, right? And just so delicately, right? There's so much information in that touch. But if you poke it and squeeze it and do all kinds of other things to it, you'll lose everything. Pedicure. Right? So it's in the very first moment that sensation shows up. And then go to the big toe. So the softer that you are, the more information that occurs within the skin. And then when you feel ready and you're gonna move slowly, slowly move away from the big toe, again, you pay attention to the lingering of the sensation. And when that really fades away, not until that moment do you now move on to your second toe. Right? So each one of you is going to be at a different pace and you're going to eventually move all the way to the pinky toe. So you stay there for a moment and then so slowly do you move your finger away and you stay with noticing the sensation and the lingering. And when it is completely gone or really close to being gone, not until then do you approach then your middle toe. And just notice the moment that you touch, you know you're there. And it's like the outline of the entire toe shows up in that moment of the sensation. And then you'll leave that toe. And continue on. And noticing if there's one toe, one pillow that's more sensitive. And the sensation of sensitivity could be discomfort, it could be tickly. It could be a feeling of, oh, I want it touched more. Curiosity, like, what is this feeling about? And then when you finally reach your baby toe, you'll pause just to rest, but staying with noticing the lingering of sensation. And then once you're done with that, you're going to go into the movement, again, we did this a few weeks ago, of curling the toes, like you're going to gently clench them and then spread them apart. So nothing in the ankle, nothing with the knee, but just the toes, right? Just as if your foot or your toes was your hand, right? It's like you making a fist and then spreading them apart and widening them. Just noticing how much access you have to do this with your foot, gently, and see if you can get even softer. Excellent. Okay, and then you're going to let that go, roll onto your backs and rest. And once you're on your back resting, legs long, your arms down by your side, notice your entire right side. And maybe you can start up around your right eye. And how do you sense the cheek of your right eye? And the right side of your face? Your right shoulder and right arm? Your right leg and all the way down to your right foot? And is there something different happening throughout the entire right side just from touching the pillows of the right foot? And can you compare the right side to the left? And for you, what shows up to be the places for the biggest differences? Is it somewhere in your face? Down with your foot, maybe in your hand? Now, can you imagine for a moment what it would be like to stand on this right foot, on this right leg? And in your mind, can you think about the places that you touched, each pillow, the outer edge of the foot, the heel, the inner edge? And can you imagine those places making contact with the floor and how the floor might feel to your right foot now? And so in a moment, I'm going to ask you quietly to come up to standing, to sense how it feels now. So obviously we're not done with the lesson, but this is part of the lesson, is to come up to standing. We will then walk a little bit, and then we'll go back to the floor. So bring yourself up, preferably stand on the hard floor, not the mat, and just stay within yourself, this level of awareness and sensation. And how is your experience of your right foot now? Your right leg, your right arm, your face. Can you sense the pillow of each toe on the right foot? The outer edge and the inner edge. Is there a lot more information going on through the right side and the right leg? Is it more underneath you? And then go ahead and walk around a little bit at your own pace with an awareness of each time taking a step onto that right foot. And how do you experience the inner edge, the outer edge, and those pillows of the toes? Can you think of them as pillows, that they're puffy? Have you ever thought of that before? Okay, and come back onto your backs. And just pause to rest for another moment on your back, your legs long. And see if you can bring your awareness and your attention up around your right eye. And can you begin to sense the muscles around your right eye? So there's several places throughout our body that we have what are called sphincter muscles, and your eyes are one place, right? Because there's always a tightening of closing and opening. So see if you can sense if there's any tightening or you're in the opening phase around that right eye. And as you think about the right pinky toe pillow, remembering the sensation there, do you get a softening around the right eye? And then can you take in your mind yourself to the right big toe and doing the same thing, sensing the muscles around the right eye as you move from the big toe all across to back over to the pinky toe, the awareness of the pillow, remembering what it was like with your right hand touching the pillow of each toe. Good, and let that go. And so I'm just gonna say a little something here before we go to the other side. In this lesson, one of the things that Moshe does a big lecture in here talking about coordination and how we adjust in the world. And there was this experiment that they did with people putting glasses on them that changed the world around them. And what they found is that, so they had people they put in like a golf cart or a little cart, and the people sitting with glasses on, not doing movement, and then the people that were pushing the cart. And what was really fascinating is the ones that were pushing the cart all were able to invert the environment to the normal setting in a rapid time. And the people sitting in the cart, nothing changed. Right? So he does this whole lecture about where coordination comes from in the brain, and it comes from voluntary participating with movement, how important movement is. So I'm just going to read this. In other words, the idea that coordination is dependent on voluntary thought or voluntary movements. When a person relates the action, the movement, to his coordinates, that means in relation to his body that he knows what changes in the body when he acts. Anyways, it's an interesting, I don't want to read the whole thing, just a little bit. Okay, so now you're going to roll onto your right side. Come into that comfortable position with your legs bent up. Draw that left knee up into your chest closer so that you can somehow reach down with your left hand. Make your head comfortable. That's it. So that you're really comfortable. And you'll start with the pinky toe, right? And it's just this gentle way of touching the pillow. Think of it as a pillow, right? Like there's this cushion there. And as soon as you touch it, that's the beginning of the sensation. And then you're going to gently come away and experience the lingering. And then you're going to go to the big toe and do the same thing with your left big toe, right? And I encourage you, the lighter the pressure, the greater the sensorial experience. Right? There's like so much information going on from your finger into the pillow. And then you slowly come away, again, staying with that lingering until you go on to the second toe. And then you'll just move on your own from toe to toe. But before you move to the next toe, you stay with the lingering. That's it. And does any of the toes, the pillows of any of your toes, feel different? That stands out. And then you'll come to the pinky toe again, so then you'll start to travel along slowly, just that outer edge, tracing all around the heel and then reversing the movement. It's really slow. In fact, I know, Jen, you brought up a pedicure, but you know what? If they were to do it this gentle, everybody would love a pedicure.
Yeah.
Right? They're so rough with your feet. No. Everything's fast. And when it's fast, you react. Mm-hmm. It's not a pleasant experience. Right? So you're tracing around the heel, and then back around the outer edge. And is there something different about this foot? And then making it around to the inner edge. Like, is the shape different? And as you trace around the whole foot, does that image linger? Good, and then just pause on your side, let it go. Notice the lingering. And then you're going to start to bring your lower leg straight out in front of you. So from the knee, you'll straighten so that the foot comes out in front of you. And then bend it back down and just do that a few times. And get comfortable with the left leg straight out in front of you and trying to have the whole inner edge be on the floor. This floor is great for this. And then you would start to sweep the floor with the left inner edge of your foot. And what is that like? Good, and then bring that left leg so it's straight out in front of you, right? And now you're gonna think about that the left knee is gonna bend towards your face, upward, right? Right, so something in the hip has to happen so that the sole of your foot stays directly out in front of you, right? So you're not lowering the lower leg, you're just bringing the left knee towards your face. And then you straighten it like you were going to be pushing something away from you. And then you bend it again. So think of the knee coming towards your face. Don't lower the foot down. Keep your foot there. Now bend your, that's it, bring your knee towards your face. That's it. And then push it away. And now bring it up there. Good. Now as you continue to bring the knee up, flex the foot, right? So it's the top of the toes are pulled towards the knee. Good. And then find a place where you can rest comfortably there. Your leg in front of you. Just pause and rest and notice your breath and breathing. And bring your awareness back to your toes. And just think of the movement first before you start. So think that you're going to then curl them together and then spread them apart. Just like if you were with your hand, going to start to make a fist. Spread them apart. In fact, could you do that same movement with your left hand? Maybe rest your left hand on your left thigh, buttocks area. And don't really make a full fist, right? Don't be that aggressive with yourself. Just start as if you're going to curl them with the toes, and then you spread them apart as the toes spread apart. And how can you make it softer? Soft. Good. And then let the foot go, but keep your hand going. And like I said, bring your left hand on your left thigh or leg. Okay? And more think of it, it's almost like reminds me of a spider. So if the pads or the pillows of your fingers are touching your thighs, right, it's like underneath the hand, right, it's pulling up like a spider, right? So this space occurs underneath the fingers. And then you feel the pillows of the fingers. And then the center of the palm starts to flatten and the fingers widen out. Right? It's so delicate. So maybe think on the top part of your hand, there was a little hook that just started to pull the top of your hand up. Not to curl your fingers under, right? It slides the fingers to come towards each other because the top of the hand lifts. That's it. So the fingers don't lift, the top of the hand. And then the fingers widen and lower. That's it. And make that even softer. And can you follow the pillows of the fingers on your leg? Right? There's so much sensation in delicacy. So just think this part lifts. No, not the fingers. This, yeah, and then there, but then make this softer. They can curl a little bit, yeah, and then so think there's space that comes under there, yeah, and can you make it softer, right? How soft can you make it that it truly does feel like under the fingers, right? The pads are pillows. Right, because you're starting to sense the cushiness. And it's like, when have you ever sensed these pillows and that cushiness? And as you continue to do this, can you think about the muscles around your left eye? And could the muscles around the left eye soften each time that you get softer with the left hand? Good. And then slowly stop that and then roll onto your backs and rest. Like, so another thing to think about as you're resting on your backs, right? This quality of softness. So what do you think an Advil does? Does it create tension in a muscle? Or do we take an Advil to create ease? Right? But is it possible to just create the ease for ourselves? With going slow and in this way of quality. And now can you bring your attention back to your face, noticing the muscles around both eyes? And just through thought, the thought of softening, just by thinking that, can you start to sense the softening around your eyes and into the cheeks? And then traveling down to where your mouth is. And then so delicately with your mouth, begin to, we've done this before in a couple lessons, to just think of so delicately, you're going to just widen the corners of your mouth. It's just the very beginnings, as if you were going to smile. Just find that first moment and then let it go. And feel with that the softening that occurs. And can you do even less? Can you make the movement so small that you barely know you're doing it and feel the softness that happens with your entire face and around your head? And then do it maybe once or twice more, and on the last time, pay attention to the lingering. How long does the image linger with you? And then come back to your right hand, which we started with, along your side. Probably best to have like your palm turned up or halfway up, right? That's the easy way. And just once again, bring your thumb to make contact with the pad or the pillow of the index finger. And then you bring them apart and notice the lingering, and maybe bring them together one more time, touch, and then they separate and you feel the lingering before you move on to the middle finger. So we'll do each finger like 2-3 times. And notice if the quality of your sensation has increased tremendously, that the delicacy in which you touch and what you feel and how the lingering is lasting longer. Notice how much information you get as soon as the pillows of the fingers touch and come away. And then when you finally get to your baby finger and thumb being the last one, and on that last time when you let it go, you again experience the lingering and the level of sensation in your right hand. The softness. And does that create a lingering softness all the way up the arm? So even your right shoulder has a quality of softness. And then when you're complete, you bring your awareness and attention back to yourself and noticing, how are you now lying on the floor? And what for you stands out to be so different now than from the beginning of the lesson? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Noticing the softness in your face as you roll your head, the softness in your feet, in your hands. Good. And then just take a moment to think about what stood out for you the most in this lesson. And then when you feel ready, you can slowly roll to a side, come up to standing, and observe how you feel standing now on both the feet that we worked with.